Hi, guys. Welcome to the Sports Spectrum Minute here on the Sports Spectrum Podcast. I am Jason Romano. Today, we go back to February 5th, 2021, in a conversation that we had with Kurt Warner, Pro Football Hall of Famer, Super Bowl 34 MVP, and of course, Super Bowl champion with the then St. Louis Rams. He's played in three Super Bowls, two with the Rams and one with the Arizona Cardinals, and now Pro Football Hall of Famer just a few years ago. And Kurt's a guy that I wanted to talk to on this podcast for a while. And, you know, he's one of the more outspoken men in football about Jesus that I can remember in terms of going back, right? I remember Reggie White in the 90s, and then Kurt Warner wins the Super Bowl in January of 2000. And I remember him standing up at that podium and giving all praise to Jesus. And at the time, I wasn't even a Christian, but thinking, man, this guy really has a strong, deep-rooted faith in God. And it was fun to talk to him a little bit about living out that faith Super Bowl week when he was getting ready to go on the biggest stage and ultimately to win a Super Bowl and win Super Bowl MVP for that matter. So take a listen to Kurt Warner from back in February of 2021 here on Sports Spectrum. Your faith is obviously important to you, and I'll never forget when you stood up there on that podium after winning that Super Bowl and you gave glory to the Lord. But what did that look like leading up to the game?
Well, you're on the biggest platform, and that's really, you know, for me through the whole journey, you know, from the first Super Bowl to the last Super Bowl, you know, first moment to the last moment, it was a continual balancing act of understanding, how do I do this the right way where I play the game, I represent who I am, what I want to represent, I share my faith, but do it in a way that's, you know, authentic and speaks to the moment and hopefully speaks to the people that are listening and gives them a little more insight on who I am and what drove me. And so when you get to the Super Bowl, you realize, you know, this is as big as the platform's going to be. But there's millions of people watching everything. There's reporters from all over the place. And so leading up to that week, it was simply a great opportunity to really express who I was, why I was there, what my goals were, and how football and the Super Bowl and all that tied into it. And so it was a unique place to be, but it was a tremendous opportunity of realizing, you know, there's lots of ways to do this. There's lots of ways to, you know, share your faith, to walk your faith, and especially in this moment where people are watching everything that you do. And so the week leading up to it was really about, you know, a lot of prayer for me to just say, God, help me to do this the right way. Help me to use this platform the right way. And, you know, I can't say that there is, you know, one way or there's a book for how you do it. But I just knew that I wanted to use that moment and that week to have impact on people that went beyond just what I was accomplishing on a football field or what we were accomplishing on a football field. And so that to me was the juggling act of that week is, you know, being able to, you know that you're on, you know, this platform for playing the game and for what we're doing and for what we're trying to accomplish in that moment. But also that, you know, I've been brought to this platform. I believed, you know, I always believed when I got to the NFL that I was prepared and ready to represent my faith and my Savior in a particular way. And so I knew that was part of that week as well. And it was trying to navigate that the right way. So I did represent all the things that I wanted to represent. And I could, you know, speak into people's lives and impact people through, you know, where I had been through the journey, but also maybe specifically through different elements of my faith and what was so important to me. And so, you know, it was just, that was what the week was all about. It was about getting ready for a football game and putting, you know, everything I had worked towards, both me personally and what we had done as a team on display in the biggest moments, because you know that when you play well and you have success in the biggest moment, that it's probably going to lead to more opportunities. But it was also using that week long, you know, the media opportunities, the interviews, you know, the one-on-ones that you had with different people to really share what this journey was all about to you. And so it was a unique opportunity to do that at a unique time for me. And I tried to balance that and figure that out the best way that I could.
And many thanks to Kurt Warner, who joined us back in February of 2021 here on the Sports Spectrum Minute as part of the Sports Spectrum podcast. You can find all of our content at sportsspectrum.com, and we will link in the show notes to this conversation with Kurt Warner so you can listen to the entire interview from back in February of 2021. We thank you for tuning in. We thank you for joining us here on Sports Spectrum. We will have a brand new full-length interview and conversation coming your way next time here on the show. Of course, you can find us at sportsspectrum.com. That's the best place to go for all of our content, devotionals, interviews, conversations, podcasts, video content. Our I Once Was videos are all there. Check out sportsspectrum.com. You can even subscribe to our Sports Spectrum magazine. Thank you for tuning in. We will see you next time right here on the show. I hope you all have a great rest of your day. This is Sports Spectrum.